You're listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, here we are. We're back in anything but ordinary time, my brothers and my sisters. This week, we're taking a look at the second Sunday in ordinary time. Our first reading comes from 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. If you're looking for that, it's before 1 Kings. Actually, technically, it's before 2 Samuel. First reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 3 through 10 and verse 19. Our psalm response from Psalm 40. Psalm 40, verses 2 and 4, verses 7 to 10. Our second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 13 to 15 and 17 to 20. And our gospel from St. John chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. Brothers and sisters, when I say the word vocation, it can call to mind a lot of different things. Some people, it calls to mind a trade school. Other people, if they're single or married or religious or celibate, a curse, something they can't seem to discern and they can't ever really figure out. And they just wish that God would come down on a cloud with a lightning bolt and scream at them what he wants them to do. For others, vocation is a tremendous blessing because they have discerned it and they have found where God wants them to be. And all those, what they all have in common is that a vocation is a calling. In fact, vocation is more than just a random calling or an earthly calling. A vocation is a divine calling, something that God creates you for, something he designs you for specifically. Like it tells us in Jeremiah, you know, I know the plans I have for you, says God, plans for a future filled with welfare and joy, not despair. But what we all have to learn is how to discern our vocation, how to listen to this divine calling, and then how to respond to it. You get that? It takes two parts, to listen for the divine calling and to respond to it. This first reading is a pretty famous story from the Old Testament. It's the story of Samuel when he's a young boy. And Eli is mentoring him and he's watching over him and Samuel's sleeping. And as Samuel's sleeping, he hears this voice, okay, saying, Samuel, you know, Samuel, and calling to him. And he wakes up and he says, okay, here I am. And then so Samuel thinks it's Eli. You know, so he runs into Eli. Hey, did you call me? No, it is not me. Go back to sleep. So finally, when he figures out, Samuel figures out that it's not Eli, and Eli tells him what to say. When he hears it again, he wakes up and he says, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Now, this is a really simple reading and a simple passage. Do you hear God calling you? Do you hear him? For some of us, we don't even hear God's calling because we're so busy. We busy ourselves with so many things. There's so much noise in the world. There's always music on. There's always people talking. For some of us, really fear silence. And I'm not just talking about teens right now. I'm talking about a lot of adults fear silence. But silence is one of the primary ways we hear God. And if you do not have silent time in your day every day, brothers and sisters, do yourself a favor and create some. Because it's only when we're silent that we learn what we really believe and what we really think. And it's only when we're silent that we can hear what God really thinks. And when you spend that time in silence, you learn how to listen. But then when you learn how to listen, then you have an opportunity or a choice whether or not to respond. Our response should be like Samuel's. Our response should always be, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Not speak, Lord, and then I'll decide if I want to do it, but speak for your servant. I want to serve you, God. I'm listening to what you have to say. The psalm response echoes this first reading. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Not, I come with my will and I ask you to rubber stamp it, God, because my plans are great. As we reminded last week in the readings, his plans are better than our plans. His thoughts are better than our thoughts. Here I come, Lord. I come to do your will. In the second reading, the 1 Corinthians, St. Paul is telling the people in Corinth, remember, your body is not for immorality. Your body is for God. Okay, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Okay, from whom you have from God? Okay, that you're not your own? Think about that for a second. What he's saying is, God gave you a body for a purpose. Okay, but your purpose is not your purpose. It's his purpose, that your body's not yours. He gave it to you. He gave it to you with a purpose and with a plan. And your response should be to respond to what he wants to do with it because he's the one that gave it to you. Basically, the body belongs to God and he's entrusting it to you. And the Holy Spirit is within your body and you have to let the Holy Spirit guide you. How to let the Holy Spirit guide us? We discern, we pray, we listen. And if we listen in humility, then we respond. Again, in this gospel reading, we have this great, great example of the disciples. And this is the calling of the disciples. And you have Andrew and you have Philip. And this is in the very, very beginning of the gospel of John. And Andrew goes to his brother Simon Peter, and he says, hey, we found him. We found the Messiah, the anointed one. And this is so amazing. This is so telling, because when they experience God, when they experience Jesus and they've listened to him, they immediately respond. And this is not different than the first reading. You know, sometimes we think, well, you know, Samuel, he was just hearing a random voice, an abstract voice in the darkness, and he responded, you know, for your servants listening. And then all of a sudden you have Andrew and Simon Peter, and then they see Jesus and they hear him and they respond. This is all about God's calling. God calls them to be fishers of men. It's this divine calling, and it's the divine response. When a human response becomes almost a divine response is when we say, yes, it's God's will and not my will. It's about God's will. That's how you respond in a divine way, you know, even though we're human, is because we're seeking God's will, the divine will. My brothers and my sisters, God has a vocation for you, a vocation in your life that only you can fulfill. And I would just submit that most of the people in my life that I've met who are joyless and miserable and unhappy, oftentimes they're unhappy because they haven't really sought God's will. They haven't really sought to fulfill what God designed them for. They've sought their own will, or they've sought to fulfill themselves with things of the world that they're not designed for, and it leaves them empty, and it leaves them joyless. And my brothers and sisters, the most joyful people I've ever met are those who look at their lives, listen for the calling of God, respond to him in faith, and put their gifts and their talents that he gave them at his service, that they fulfill the purpose and the design that he designed them for. That's where true happiness lies. And what a wonderful reminder and a tremendous reminder as we start into this period now of ordinary time, that God designed you for a purpose to serve him. He's calling you. This week, listen and respond. Say to the Lord, speak, God, for your servant is listening. Amen.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.